With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender says he's disappointed with lack of communication from the State Department of Health. That comes after the state conducted mass testing at the Aventura St. Cloud Nursing Home facility in Rapid City without his knowledge. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Since last week, Pennington County has over 100 new COVID-19 cases, half of which came from that facility. That's more than 1 in 8 total cases the county has had since the pandemic reached South Dakota. Mayor Allender says the mass testing event was occurring while he held a press conference last week. He says he would have relayed that information to the Rapid City community.
In a situation like this, I think communication is obviously important for the transferring of factual information from one to the other. That's obvious, should be obvious. But the thing in public service I think that is more important, or just as important, is the ability to inform your constituency so that they keep confidence that you're not hiding something. So that they keep confidence that if there's something they need to know, you're going to be the one to tell them.
Allender says he will discontinue weekly press conferences because he says he's only providing delayed or inaccurate information. He says the city no longer has access to timely and relevant information from the state. State Secretary of Health Kim Alsom-Risden says she's very disappointed to see Mayor Allender attacking her and the Department of Health. She says the general public needs information about potential exposure to the virus as soon as it's available. She says the department is committed to getting it to the public. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The Pennington County Commission approved $75,000 for the Rapid City Emergency Care Shelter for the homeless during the COVID-19 pandemic. The shelter recently moved from the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center to 725 North La Crosse Street in Rapid City. Dustin Willett is the Pennington County Emergency Management Director. He says those who come into the facility are being tested.
When symptomatic homeless present to one of our referring agencies, if they are symptomatic and they are homeless, they get tested. And if they are COVID positive and don't need the hospital, they end up at our facility.
Willett says the downsizing of the shelter location is more cost effective in paying for the services. South Dakota health officials say that one of their top priorities is helping schools reopen amid the pandemic. But they're leaving it up to school administrators to decide whether to require masks. Most South Dakota schools are planning to allow students into classrooms in the coming months. Requiring teachers and students to wear masks has been an item of debate at school board meetings statewide. The South Dakota State Medical Association has urged school administrators to require masks. Governor Kristi Noem's state budget managers anticipate a nearly $40 million decrease in anticipated revenue over the course of the current fiscal year. The state ended the last fiscal year with a $19 million surplus. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Once COVID-19 reached South Dakota, the state cut back on its operations. Liza Clark is the chief financial officer for the state. She says the $19 million surplus is due to the state reducing its spending during the last quarter of the fiscal year and by utilizing some CARES Act relief dollars. Now, the Bureau of Finance and Management expects state revenues to come in about 2.25% lower than anticipated.
We expect to be lower than what the legislature adopted. Obviously, we're less than 1 month in to the new fiscal year, so it's really too early to tell. We still do believe that revenue replacement would be beneficial for state government.
Mark Kwasny is the state's economist. He says he's optimistic about the state budget because South Dakota is not seeing a revenue decrease year over year.
In light of the fact that we're down, you know, this is the greatest recession in terms of severity for some of these numbers like unemployment and GDP decline and all of that that we've really seen since the Great Depression or post-World War II era.
Governor Kristi Noem is calling on Congress to allow states to use federal COVID relief money for revenue replacement. Congress is debating a fourth relief package. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is sharing details of an investigation into cattle and beef markets. South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson reviewed the report. He's both encouraged and disappointed. SDPB's Seth Tupper has more.
The first thing Johnson noticed is what the report does not say. It doesn't say whether big beef packers are price fixing or doing anything else improper or illegal.
That's surprising because that's what we thought we were getting.
The report says that aspect of the investigation is still active. The report does highlight some ideas. It says more price reporting by packers could improve price transparency. Requiring more open market cattle sales instead of private contracts could boost prices. More government grants and loans for small meat processors could help them compete against bigger packers. And more education and better contracts for smaller scale farmers and ranchers could help them get higher prices for cattle. Johnson applauds those and other ideas in the report.
I think USDA stepping forward, acknowledging these market weaknesses and offering some concrete solutions for how to attack them, it does strengthen our hand.
The USDA investigation focuses on impacts from COVID-19 and a packing plant fire last year in Kansas. Both events reduced production at packing plants. Meanwhile, the price that packers got for beef rose. The price ranchers got for cattle did not. The report says the gap hit almost $3 a pound during the pandemic. That's the biggest gap since tracking began almost 20 years ago. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.